At the end of this week's Seder in Parshas Kisitzin, we're told about the mitzvah deraisa, to remember and to wipe out Amalek. Timche es zecher Amalek. We're told also in Parshas Beshalach, at the end of Parshas Beshalach, Vayomer ki yod al kesko milchom al Hashem. There's a mitzvah to wage war against Amalek. Milchom al Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. Every generation is a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. We know, of course, Alach and Amaisa, this mitzvah is, according to most, impossible to keep now because we don't know who Amalek is, but it is, there is a legend at least, that the Chassam Sefer met somebody who was an Amaleki and killed him. Azay Zotman.
There's a legend that he killed him, or is there a legend that he was an Amalek?
They're both.
Both.
The Gemara does also say, famous Gemara, Amalek is Germania, something for Loshanat. There's also a mitzvah, besides the mitzvah to wipe out Amalek, there's a mitzvah in Parshas Va'eschanan to wipe out all the Sheva Amamin. Unasonam Hashem Aleikecha Lefonecha Vihikisem Hacharem Tacharem Oysom Loisichreis Lohem Bris V'loisichonim. Don't make a bris with them, don't be choinim Loisichonim, however we'll define that. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll find the Sheva Amin, Kanani, Chiti, Amori, etc., etc., there's a mitzvah to wipe them out. Both of these are mitzvahs da'iraisa. The Rambam says as follows. Sefer mitzvah is mitzvah kuf pei zayin. V'chein la'roik Sheva Amamin, there's a mitzvah to kill the seven nations, ula abdom, nitztavinu, furush aposuk, to wipe them out, to make sure there's absolutely no remnant of them whatsoever. In Mitzvah Kuf Peches, Mitzvah immediately afterwards, he says, Yishetzivanu lahachris Zera Amalek. There's a mitzvah to wipe out the Zera Amalek. As it says, Timche Zecher Amalek, that's the Pasuk in our Sedra. So, it's Halacha Lemaisa, Mefurash Rambams, is a mitzvah to wipe out the seven nations, is a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. What I'd like to discuss today, Be'ez Hashem, is even though these mitzvahs seem to be exactly the same, just referring to different people, I'd like to be Mechiach, Be'ez Hashem, that I think that actually these two mitzvahs are choluk b'yesoy dinum. They're absolutely choluk in nature, the whole mahus, the whole geder of the mitzvah, and we'll see there's many nafkaminas lahalacha that will be manifestations, I think, of this chilek in lomdas between the two mitzvahs. I would like to read a Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Hei, two successive halachas, Perek Hei, halacha Dalad, and halacha Hei, and you'll see there's a very clear difference between the way the Rambam writes the following halachas. And he writes as follows. Mitzvah saseh lahacharim sheva amamin. There's a mitzvah to wipe out the seven nations, shenema hacharim tacharim. V'chol shebo liyodo echad mehem. If ever you came across any one of them, v'loy horogoy, and you didn't kill them, hari zeh oive b'loy saseh, oive an isu deraisa, shenema le sechaya kol neshomo.
Does that look like they're living in the land of Israel? If they leave,
okay. Says the Rambam, next halacha, v'chein, mitzvah saseh la'abed zer amalek, shenema timcha es zecher amalek. Full stop. The Rambam over here does not add what he added with the Sheva Amamin, which is, and if you will come across one of them and you didn't kill him, you're over an Issa. He didn't say that with regard to Amalek. With regard to the Sheva Amamin, he said there's a mitzvah to wipe them out, and if you come across one of them, you're over an Issa.
Doesn't
say Lezechayek. With regard to Amalek, he did not write that.
The thing. The thing sounds like the same thing,
no? Yeah, but he should have added, that he should have said, V'chein mitzvah se la'abizzer Amalek, and if you didn't kill one of them, you're over an Issa. So I saw from the name of Ramosha Stenbuch, who was with us yesterday, he picks up on this duke. And he wants to say that there's a very big difference between the mitzvah of the Sheva Amamin, when you have to wipe them out, and the mitzvah of Timcha Zeicher Amalek. And he says that when it comes to Amalek, there the mitzvah is to wipe them out absolutely completely. If you'd wipe half of them out, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is to make sure there is no zeicher left of Amalek. Whereas the mitzvah of killing the Sheva Amamin is a mitzvah to kill every single goy of the Sheva Amamin. And if you don't, therefore, if you come across one of these goyim and you didn't kill him, then that itself is an issa. That's why there's an issa of lo sechaya kol neshama, because the nature of this mitzvah is kill every member that you can. That's why, he explains, the Rambam didn't add that when it comes to Amalek and you didn't kill one of them, you're over an issa, you're mevatel a mitzvah. No, you wouldn't be. Because if you happen to chance upon a stray Amaleki in the street and you didn't kill him, that's not necessarily the mitzvah to wipe out the whole nation of Amalek. The mitzvah is wipe out the entire nation. As we remember, Agag was the one left over by Shaul. Shaul was told to go and wipe them all out. The fact that he left one means he wasn't Makayim the mitzvah in Gansen, according to this. It's not pshat, he just wasn't Makayim the mitzvah b'miluoy. There was no kiyum at all, because to kill most of them is not what's required. The mitzvah is to wipe them out. That's what he suggests.
What does it mean? Milchoma b'amolek midor dor. They reappear after you wipe them out, they reappear?
Oh, so it's interesting you say that, because there's a Goaz Maimini in Hilchos Melachim who says that mitzvahs mechias hamolek eino neheges ela b'bias hamashiach. The Radvaz already asked, what do you mean it's only noig b'moy samashiach? Firstly, in the Pesukim it says midori dori, mashma, it's always noig. And we saw, we know there's a whole story with Shaul and Shmuel. Shaul HaMelech was instructed by Shmuel HaNovi to go and kill Amalek. That wasn't Bizman HaMashiach. So he suggests, the Moedim Bizmanim suggests that all that Goas Maimini means doesn't mean a halach, it means a practicality. When all of the Amalekim are there in Eretz Yisrael or in one place, so you can wipe them all out, so it's possible to mekayim the mitzvah. So at the time of Shaul HaMelech, they were all there in Eretz Yisrael. There could exist a mitzvah to go and wipe them all out. After now they've been scattered around, he suggests the Moed Muzman in Ramesh Shtenburg that all that Goas Mani means is Eino Neig Elo B'Moisa Mashiach. It doesn't mean halachically. It's a mitzvah midori dori. It means that practically, because they're now all scattered around, so it's now impossible to go and find out and search out every last one, and al-darkai, according to his chiddush, that there's only a mitzvah to kill them if you're going to kill all of them, so practically it means that until Mashiach comes, they're all going to be collected, or we'll be able to identify all of them, for all intents and purposes, the mitzvah can no longer exist. So that's what he wants to suggest.
You shouldn't kill one of them even.
In a chanami, we'll see, maybe we're going to suggest a different halach after. 100%. That's what he suggests. He brings a raya, it's a very shver raya, but that's what he suggests. But we have at least now one clear chilek, we haven't explained why, unless we go with the Moed of Muzmanim, between the mitzvah of killing Amalek and the mitzvah of killing the Sheva Amamin. And that is, with regard to Amalek, it says in the Rambam, just go and kill Amalek. With regard to the Sheva Amamin, the Rambam adds, if you did not kill one of them, you happened to chance upon one and you didn't kill him, then you're over an Issa. That chilek, that extra Tosefes, is not written with regard to Amalek. But there are further chilukim. There
you
are
still other chilukim. Mitzvah, right? If you do kill one, you still do the mitzvah. That's it. You just were.
Whereby Amalek?
You just were violating
We'll see. There's another chiluk. The Sefer HaChinuch says in mitzvah Tof Reish Gin, Gimel. Tof Reish Gimel is the mitzvah of Maisa Amalek, Lizker Maisa Amalek. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'neheges mitzvah zu b'chol makoim u'b'chol zman. This mitzvah is everlasting. There's always a mitzvah to remember Amalek. b'zecharim, but it only applies to males. Kilohem lases hamilchama v'nikmas ha'oyev loy l'noshim. In as much, this is the famous opinion, by the way, of the Sefer HaChinuch, that the whole point of reminding ourselves of Amalek is in order to go and fight war, in order to wage war. And Noshim, he suggests, as we know the Gemara tells us, is not the derech of Noshim to go to war. So if there's no necessity to go to war, there's no need to remind yourselves. This, by the way, triggers a whole big halachic discussion, because according to the Chinuch, you see that the Chinuch is making the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek dependent on the mitzvah of Milchemes Amalek. And he's therefore exempting Noshim, which means Bizmanenu, it should follow that Noshim don't have a chiv at all to come to hear the Kriya of Pashas Amalek. And the Emes La'amita is that was Al Amol L'minig.
And according to Gois Maimoni, maybe men also.
Because not practically knowing nowadays. Okay, no. You're not sure, but because the Maisa, if you believe in Munah Shalema, the Mashiach could come every minute.
Tomorrow we have to
keep
going.
I said, forget this.
To keep the alive.
Yeah. We can't do the war, but we have to remind ourselves.
I'll call upon him. So the truth is, it was always the minig like that. It was always the minig. So put down a number of svarim. The minig hamukubal was that Noshim don't go. There's other shayla as well. Some say it's misasesh zorang drama. We're not getting into that. But the meisa, according to the chinuch has mafurish that Noshim are potter because there's no need to remind them of Amalek because they have no mitzvah of fighting against Amalek. Fine, we're not saying halacha lemeisa. It seems to be that the recent minig has become that women do go and hear the pasha of Pasha Zocher and Shabbat Zocher. I'll call upon him. That's what it says in the Sefer HaChinuch. Women are not mitzvah in this mitzvah. However, when you get to mitzvah Tof Chof Hei, which is the mitzvah of killing the Sheva Amamin, says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'neheges mitzvah zu b'zecharim u'b'nekevois. B'chol z'mokoyim u'b'chol z'man sheyesh koyach b'yodeinu loherdom. And the Minchas Chinuch is very troubled by this. Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand. Why are you telling me on the one hand that the mitzvah of fighting Amalek that doesn't apply to Noshim because there's no Mulchoma by Noshim? And yet with regard to the Sheva Amamin, the Sefer Chinuch says clearly, B'neheges mitzvah zu b'zecharim u'b'nekevois. That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. A third difference. So we now so far have two differences. Difference number one was this Tosefis of the Rambam, where the Rambam told us only with regard to the Sheva Amamin that if you bump into one of them and you didn't kill him, bad news, you're over an Issa. We didn't say that with regard to Amalek. Second difference is there seemed to be an exemption for Noshim only with regard to Amalek, but not with regard to the Sheva Amamin. A third chilik, and this is a very interesting chilik. The Sefer HaChinuch says, with regard to the mitzvah of killing out the Sheva Amamin, if you came across one of them, the Yochai Lahorogoy, and you could kill him, and then he adds three words, Mibli sheyistakein bedova, without putting yourself in any threat to life, V'loy Horogoy, and you didn't do so, Bitl Aseze. Besides, for the specific loisas of loisachaya kol neshama, but if you didn't kill one when you had the opportunity to do so, says the Sefer HaChinuch, when it wasn't pekuach nefesh, then you're over an isra asay.
So it doesn't have a din of
melchama
then.
No, come to that shortly, 100%. Again, in tof kuf chof ches, which is the mitzvah of the Issa of Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama, once again the Sefer HaChinuch says, Shaloi Nechaya Echad Mizayin Amen, you mustn't keep any of them alive, B'chol Mokim Shenim Tzeim V'nucha Lohoyergom B'li Sakolon Nafshei Sein. Now in a minute we're going to see that the Etzem Vot is Shvei in its own right, but before we explain it, again the Minchas Chinuch points out that with regard to the mitzvah of Amalek, the Rambam never said this. With regard to the mitzvah Amalek, all he said was that there's a mitzvah to go and kill Amalek, and if you didn't do so, you're mevatel a mitzvah. But he doesn't say that if you didn't do so and there was no threat to your life. Why suddenly does pikuach nefesh play a role only with regard to the Sheva Amamin and not with regard to the mitzvah of Amalek? So here we have three differences, very big differences, lahalacha, between the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek and the mitzvah of the Sheva Amamin. Chiluk number one was, it's only with regard to the mitzvah of Amalek, only with regard to the mitzvah of Sheva Amamin, that the Rambam says that you're even Issa if you didn't kill one of them and you happen to meet him. Not so with Amalek. Chiluk number two is, it's only with regard to the Sheva Amamin that the Mechinuch told us that both men and women are chayev. When it came to Amalek, he said, no, women are exempt because they don't go to Mulchama. And the third difference is, as we're pointing out now, why is it that it's only with regard to the mitzvah, the Sheva Amamin, that the Rambam, the Chinuch, adds this extra prat, that you only consider to Mevatel Aseh if you had the opportunity to killing him without danger to your life. In order to explain all of these chilukim, and really I think you're meramas to this already, I'd like to read you a Rambam. There's a Rambam right at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam, after he's counted out all the Tariag Mitzvahs, he sums up the different groups, the different types of Mitzvahs, and he writes as follows. Ukeshetistakel kolelu HaMitzvahs. When you have a look, when you analyze carefully all the above-mentioned mitzvahs, says the Rambam, you'll notice something interesting. Hine tim sameihem, you'll discover mitzvahs shehem choivo al hatzibur. There are some mitzvahs which are not incumbent on the yochid. They are a collective, communal mitzvah. Loi lekol ish v'ish, not for every individual, kegoin binyan beis habachir. Nobody is mitzvah as an individual to go and build the Beis HaMikdash. It's a chiyuv on the tzibur. The Hakamas Melech. Who is mechuyav? Is Mitzvah Deraisa, Soim Tosim Olecha Melech. Who's mitzvah in that mitzvah? The tzibur at large. Says the Rambam, the Hachrosas Zarei Shel Amalek. So too, the Zarei Shel Amalek, that mitzvah to wipe them out, is one of the mitzvahs which is mutal on the tzibur, not on an individual. He did not say, by the way, mitzvah of harigas Sheva Amamin. He did not say that one of the examples of a communal mitzvah is the mitzvah to kill out the Sheva Amamin. What he did say was building the Beis HaMikdash, appointing the Melech, and wiping out Amalek. And it's possible, therefore, to suggest that really the answer to all of this lies in one word in the pasuk. Vayomer Yodal Keisko, which, by the way, Volkay would appreciate this. Good quiz question. I once saw in a kid's quiz book, they write that Kiyod al Keisko is the only time in the Torah where there's five successive words of two letters. Kiyod al Keisko, but it's a mistake, because I discovered another one. So, no answers. Volkay should know. But we'll leave you with that. I found another place where there's five successive words of two letters each, besides for ki yod al keis ko. But al kaponim. No, no, Mike is not going to listen to the rest of the shena. I'll put you out of your misery at the end of the shiva.
Give him at least a clue which cipher it's in.
It's in one of the five books of the Chumash. Vayomer ki yod al keis ko milchomo. Lashem ba'amolek midor dor. The Torah is being magdir, the mitzvah to go and wipe out Amalek, as a milchama. It's a milchama. And maybe that's where the Rambam understood that therefore it's not a chiv on an individual. An individual can't wage war. He can kill somebody, but he can't wage a milchama. A milchama by its very nature is a collective act. There's a whole dinim of milchama, with the Urim, the Tumim, and the Melech, and the Novi, and Klal Yisrael, and who went, etc., etc. By Amalek, there's a din milchama. Says the Rambam, if that's the case,
with regard to the mitzvah of killing out Amalek, that's not a mitzvah on the individual. I, as an individual person, don't have a chiyuv to kill Amalek. Why? Because the mitzvah is niskayim al yidei milchama. A milchama, by its very nature, is a communal mitzvah. With regard, however, to the mitzvah of killing out the sheva amamin, it doesn't say milchama in the Torah. It says the yikiseim hachrim tachrim oisim, wipe them out. The Rambam therefore didn't call the mitzvah of wiping out the seven nations a milchama, a mitzvah on the tzibur. Why not? Because there, every individual is mechuyev in his own right to kill every one of the sheva amamin that he can. Not so with the mitzvah of Harigas Amalek. If that's the case, I think we can understand now the chilukim that we found between Amalek and the Sheva Amamin. Let's work in reverse order. The Chinuch told us, with regard to killing the Sheva Amamin, you're only mechuyev to kill them if there's no threat of danger, there's no danger to your life. The Michas Chinuch says, I don't understand what you mean. How can the Sefer HaChinuch say that there's only a mitzvah to kill out the Sheva Amamin if there's no danger to your life? Well, Im Kain, Batalta Kol Dine Mulchama Shabbateya. How can you ever have a Mulchama? I mean, we know there's Halacha of Mulchama. Ki Seitze La Mulchama Aleidecha. Well, every Mulchama is danger to your life. So how do you ever have Mulchama? The answer is, yes, Enechami. The nature of Mulchama is that it's a life-threatening situation, and that is a sanction. The Torah has allowed, there's a heter to go and find Mulchama. There's different types of Mulchama. Mulchamas Mitzvah, Mulchamas Rishus, Enechami. If Poshet says the Minchas Chinuch, that the halachas of Pikuach Nefesh don't apply to Mulchama, because that's the nature of war. You fight and there's a risk of being killed. So what does the Minchas Chinuch says? What does the Sefer HaChinuch mean when he says it's only a mitzvah to fight the Sheva Amamin Imla yistakin b'dovah, if you will not be killed? In light of what we're saying, I think we have a teretz now. It's true. In milchama, then there's no halachas of pikuach nefesh, because that's the nature of milchama. But killing Sheva Amamin is not a milchama. We said it's only killing Amalek that there's a din milchama. Like the Torah says, milchama l'Hashem b'Amalek midor yedor. But with regard to killing the Sheva Amamin, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, kakol mitzvah sheba Torah. And just like you're not mechuyev to put your life at risk for any mitzvah in the Torah whatsoever, so the Sefer HaChinuch, so too, you're not also mechuyev to put your life at risk for the mitzvah of killing the Sheva Amamin. We asked it as a question. But if that's true, then why didn't he say the same with regard to Amalek as well? The answer is no, that's the chilik. With regard to Amalek, where the chiyuv is milchama, it's a collective mitzvah on the tzibur, as the Rambam told us. So that communal mitzvah, which has the gedorim of milchama, of course, is not subject to halachas of pikuach nefesh. So even if it's a risk to life, you have to go and kill Amalek. It's too bad. But when it comes to the sheva amamin, where the mitzvah is not to wage war, the mitzvah is to go and kill them. Right? So it's just like shaking luluf and doing bris milah, where there's no chiyuv to put your life at danger. To the contrary, it's an issur to put your life at danger. That's why over there the Sefer HaChinuch didn't add this extra tanai of putting your life in danger.
So if a person wanted to go in and kill some of the seven nations, would it be out there in Nace, like it was with the rest of the parties?
And Achlamim, so he'll have no hetzer to put himself in that situation.
Oh. Because it may not be there.
Because it may not be a nace, but and it might be a risk to life.
It was
there. But the Sefer HaChinuch says that if you have an opportunity to kill out one of the Sheva Amamin, Belisha Yistakin B'Dovah, without putting his life at risk, then he's over the mitzvah. It says clearly in the Chinuch, you're not mechuyev to put your life at risk. So the Minchas Chinuch says, why not? Every war is a risk to life, it's just bad luck. We're suggesting Zeinah Chalami. That's a halacha in milchama, where the mitzvah is to go and collectively, communally wage war, yes, that's one of the halachas of Milchama, that even if there's a risk to life, one still has to go and wage war. But with regard to the Shara Amamim, over here the mitzvah is not to fight war b'chlam. The mitzvah is, go and kill a person. There's a mitzvah to shake your love, and there's a mitzvah to Makayim Mila, so here's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to go and kill them. It's not like the mitzvah of Zecher, of Timcheh Zecher Amalek, where there the Torah is magdirit as a Milchama Lashem b'Amalek Midori Do.
May I ask another question about that? You say that while Amalek still exists, Hashem's name is diminished as well as his kisei. So why didn't we do that immediately upon entering Eretz Israel? Why did they have to wait 400 some years until we appointed Amalek?
So the Gemara tells us that the two mitzvahs of Hobah Hotalia, which I wasn't planning on discussing, but it's worth mentioning because you pointed out the Gemara is a big shaila. But you see, the Gemara tells us that there were three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were nitztavu when it came to Eretz Yisrael: build a base of Mikdash, appoint a Melech, and wipe out Amalek. Many hold that those all three are connected, meaning you cannot possibly fight against Amalek without a Melech. And by the way, according to what we're saying, it's very moving. Because one of the halachas of Milchama is there has to be a Melech. And if the whole mitzvah of fighting Amalek is to go and fight a Milchama, then by definition you have to have a Melech. Which then launches the whole question. So what about in Parshas Beshalach, when they fought Amalek then? So if you look in the Ramban al HaTorah, another Rishonim there, they suggest that Yeshua, who was the one who led the battle, had a Din Melech. But it's very much dependent on that. In fact, there's a question that everybody asks. Everybody asks. You read the Poshut Psukim enough, they make no sense. Shmuel Avi comes, and he tells Shaul, go and wipe out Amalek, don't leave any of them. We know what happens. He killed most of them, he left Agag. He comes back and he says, Kiyamti es mitzvah Hashem. I was Mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. What do you mean? The mitzvah was to wipe them all and you left over Agag. Afterwards he says, Chatosi, I realize, what did he say in the beginning? So I once saw in the Hakdama to the Tshuvas Einig Yom Tov, he makes a whole Musa based on Halacha. And he says, there's only a mitzvah to go and fight against Amalek when what? When there's a Melech. If there's no Melech, there's no mitzvah to wipe them out. Shaul said, I abdicated as Melech. Because I was scared, I was this, I was that, I didn't want to become Melech, I've just now abdicated. In which case, I haven't actually transgressed the words of Hashem. I found a legal loophole. Because there can only exist a mitzvah as long as there's a Melech.
No Melech, in your own eyes,
no mitzvah. But in the Yom Tov, then launches into a whole Musa about, like the famous Gemara tells us, Loi Kamoi, Deiris Harishonim, Deiris Ha'achreinim. There's a technical loophole in Halacha. If you bring your payers from the field into your house, through the door, you're chayav to take maestros. The Roya Pnei Abayis. If you bring them through the roof, through the window, you're potter. So it means, in theory, everybody can exempt themselves from Shumas and Maestros. Take your Tzvua, jump through the chimney, come down the roof, whatever, and you're potter. And they did that, says the Gemara. Loi kamoi deiris harishonim, deiris acharonim. The later deiris did that. The earlier deiris didn't. What is that Gemara telling us? That means we can't possibly punish the deiris acharonim. They didn't do anything wrong. But that's not in the spirit of the mitzvah. To find the legal loophole is not within the spirit of the mitzvah. The Deiris HaRishonim said to the contrary, we want to be mechayez ourselves in mitzvahs. We're not looking to exempt ourselves. And the Oileg Yom Tov says, that was the taina that Shmuel HaNavi had on Shaul. Yes, by the strict letter of the law, what you did was okay. Because if you abdicated, there's no melech, no mulchama, no mitzvah, therefore you didn't do anything wrong. But is that the Ratzon Hashem? To find this legal loophole to lose your malchus and therefore there's no mitzvah. And then you talk about it with regard to Pesach Sheni as well, that's the same thing. They wanted not to be exempt. They wanted to have the Chiyuv Korban. Al Kol Ponim, but you're correct for pointing out, therefore The reason why they had to wait all those years when they came to Eretz Yisrael is because there was no melech. It's only when the first melech was Shaul, the first melech was appointed, finally we can have a mitzvah of Mulchama against Amalek.
According to that, what was Shaul's punishment?
In Achami, so according to that, the Nev Yom Tov, I think, explains that in Achami, that was the taina on Shaul. In Achami, it wasn't the emes mevatel, the mitzvah, but it wasn't the rotz and Hashem.
The punishment was, you're not going to have a mulch anymore in your family.
Yeah.
You already gave it up.
Because you already mevatel it. Maybe you wanted to take it up again. I don't know. You're right. Good point. There are other pshatim, but you're saying, according to the Nev Yom Tov. I'll call upon him. We've now answered, going in reverse order, we now understand why it is that it's only b'negeya to the mitzvah of killing the Sheva Amamin that the Kuach Nefesh plays a role. Because it's a regular mitzvah like any mitzvah. But with regard to Amalek, which is a Mulchama, there the Kuach Nefesh doesn't have any place. You've got to go and fight and wage war against Amalek, even if it's a threat to life. But I think, my rabbis, I will now also understand very easily the difference between whether women are or aren't exempt. We are Mo'ira in the Sefer HaChinuch, so when it comes to the mitzvah of Molek, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Noshim HaPotah. Why are they Potah? Because only Zechorim HaChayev, Ki Lohem La'asas HaMolchama. Not for Noshim. Noshim don't fight war. But why, with regard to the mitzvah of Sheva Amamin, did the Sefer HaChinuch say, Reheges mitzvah zu b'zechorim unekevus? Suddenly unekevus achayev? I thought they don't fight war. The answer is, it's true. They don't fight war. But Sheva Amamin is not a din of war. It doesn't say women can't kill. The halacha is that women don't go to battle. There's a halacha there, p'tur milchama. So in as much as the mitzvah of Amalek is a mitzvah of milchama l'Hashem, there the Sefer HaChinuch tells us that in as much as the mitzvah is a milchama, so women are exempt because they don't go to milchama. But killing the Sheva Amamin, it's not a mitzvah. There's no reason they should be exempt at all. If we now come back to the question we started off with regard to the Sheva Amamin, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch say that if you happen to meet one of them and you didn't kill him, you're over a mitzvah. And didn't say that with regard to Amalek. The answer is exactly the same. Bishlema by the Sheva Amamin, where there's a chiyuv which is mutl on the yochid. So there it's true. You, as a yochid, having bumped into one of these members of the Sheva Amamin, have a mitzvah to go and kill him. Failure to do so means you're mevatel mitzvah, you're over in the derisive v'sechayah kol nashom. But negeya to Amalek, just like you can't say that if you as an individual didn't build a Beis HaMikdash, you are mevatel mitzvah saseh. Me? It's not a mitzvah on me, it's a mitzvah on us as a community. You can say that the tzibur, the community at large, were mevatel mitzvah. But you can never point an accusing finger at an individual and say, why did you not build a Beis HaMikdash? Why did you not appoint a melech? And so too you can't say, why did you not wipe out Amalek? It's not a chiyav on me. As the Rambam said, it's a mitzvah muteles ala tzibur. And if it's a mitzvah muteles ala tzibur, then that's why there can't be a criticism or even a bittul mitzvah b'negeya to the yachid. So, the Moedim was manim that we started off with, he was Mechadish, and there's a chilik between Amalek and the Sheva Amamin, that with regard to Amalek, there's a mitzvah to eradicate them completely. That's why the Rambam didn't say that if you met one and didn't kill him, you're over an Issa. No, because the mitzvah to kill them all, not just one. We're suggesting differently. No, maybe there's a mitzvah to kill all of them, some of them, however you can, kill as many as you can. But it's not a mitzvah on the Yochid. Therefore the Rambam could not possibly have written with regard to the mitzvah of Amalek, Kol Shebo L'Yodoi Echad Mehen V'Loi Horgoi is over in Issa. If I happen to bump into an Amaleki in the street, I'm not mechuyev to kill him. Because it's a mitzvah on the Mulchama. It's a mitzvah of Mulchama, of the Tzibur. So, you're right, by the way, either way we're learning, the Chasam Sofer who killed an Amaleki, allegedly, either way is Shreya.
either according to the Mizmanu it share because he didn't kill out all of Amalek, or according to us, there's no Dumuchama, just an individual wanted to fight. There is a way of answering it, but not for now. Al Kolpon of Eifen, we've discovered, therefore, that even though there are two mitzvahs in the Torah, both of killing Amalek and also of Sheva Amamin, but what would be Mechiach is that really they're Cholot B'Yasayit. There are two different types of mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Sheva Amamin is not a mitzvah of Mulchama. It's a regular mitzvah, the mitzvah to shake lulav, and there's a mitzvah to go and put a mezuzah on your door, and there's a mitzvah to kill Sheva Amamin. Therefore, of course, it subjects the halachas of Kuat Nefesh. You don't have to put your life in danger, just like you never have to put your life in danger. So too, women are obviously mechuyev. Why should not be mechuyev? It's not Zman Groma. There's a technicality, there's a discussion, because you can't kill on Shabbos. So maybe that should mean it's a Zman Groma. Okay, there's a bit vague about that, not for now. And thirdly, we also understand why over there, if you happen to bump into one of the Sheva Ammin and you didn't kill him, you're over an Issa. Yes, you as an individual. Masha'ein came the mitzvah of Amalek. It's not a mitzvah to kill Amalek. It's a mitzvah of waging battle against Amalek. Like the Rambam said, it's a mitzvah of a tzibur. Not an individual mitzvah go around killing them, guerrilla warfare. It's a milchama l'Hashem, that's collective chiyuv on the whole tzibur, only with a melech. Therefore we understand very well, number one, that Noshim HaPotah, they're exempt from battle, says the Sefer HaChinuch. They don't go to war. Number two, we understand that, of course, there's no halachas of pikuach nefesh when you fight Amalek. It's a battle. That's the halacha of milchama, it's pikuach nefesh. And thirdly, we understand also, because the Rambam told us it's a mitzvah on the tzibur and not on the yochid, that's why over there he didn't say that if you happen to meet one and didn't kill him, you're over an issa. No, not at all. Because I can never be accused of being mevatel a mitzvah when I'm only a yochid. Just like I'm not criticized or considered to be mevatel a mitzvah when I didn't build a base of migdosh or weren't my mamad a melech, so too, if I didn't kill Amalek, that's not a bitl asay. If the whole of Klal Yisrael had the opportunity to fight Mulchama against Amalek, and they didn't, that would be a bitl asay. But on the individual, because there's no kiyum of Mulchama by the Yochid, the Mele, there's no bitl mitzvah for failure to kill Amalek.
This possible.